Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshed-Arel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the image of the Tzabar, the native Israeli that once was and dissipated, and the image of the new Israeli that's maybe waiting up ahead. And we'd like to understand, how does he look at this process that we came to Israel, created a myth, the myth dissipated, and where are we headed? Who is or what is the new Israeli? This is what we're looking for, and I feel that this is not a philosophical discussion. As a father of four, I feel that our good future depends on it. Yael, please. Yeah, we came to Israel from many countries, from all over the world, in order to create a new reality here. We wanted to create a new person, a new nation, new values, a new culture. We wanted to create a new Israeli reality. And we created the image of the Tzabar, the native Israeli, which is the complete opposite to how it was in the exile. He defends himself, he attacks, he fights, his native language is Hebrew and not some European language or bad Hebrew. He has roots, he loves this land, he works the land, he's healthy, he's working under the sun. It is an image which we were sure that this image will create a new, different country, different and new culture for us here. And I'd like to start with the question of, how do you see the new Israeli? What kind of a new person is this? First of all, of course, it's a long time now that we don't have the image of that strong young man, tanned, working under the sun, plowing the land with a tractor. Obviously not. Those times have passed. And also, we in the 20th century, we went through so much. And therefore, you know, like the song goes, where are those women plowing the land, all those songs. So, of course, there are no ladies and no men, and surely not the way the song goes. And, of course, we wanted to have someone healthy, strong, perfect, a hero that's not afraid, as opposed to the exilic image we had. And we also see this today, especially on the ultra-Orthodox population, that same unchanging image. And we wanted it to be different, for him to be strong, healthy, secure, knowing how to stand with both feet on the ground, providing himself with everything he needs and attacking instead of being afraid. And we came to that. And then the world kept on going, and so did we. And that Tzabar, that native Israeli, he turned into a bank manager, lawyer, accountant. He started engaging in different things where he doesn't care anymore about what's going on here in Israel. There's always abroad. The world's advancing. We can't say for better or for worse, but it's advancing. And therefore, we no longer see that same image. Only the problem is that we didn't take care of it. If, when we came here from the exile, we truly wanted our kids to be different, to be strong, to be heroes, even, you know, somewhat crude, as opposed to how it was before. And we stopped taking care of them. What do you mean, stop taking care of what? We thought that that's it. The rest will come along. You mean education? Yeah, educating them. A new foreign Western culture came, and we became a part of it ourselves, and life became easier, better, nicer. We as if succeeded in the Six-Day War that, by the way, it caused us a lot of trouble. Because we succeeded, the entire matter of pride began and indifference towards others. And it's not that the dream shattered, but we simply stop taking care of it. And suddenly we see that grew up a fellow instead of that strong, healthy guy that's ready, prepared to do everything for the sake of his homeland, his family. We get a guy that blows the whistle on everyone. He doesn't care about anything. He's full of tattoos. The main thing for him is to show that he blows the whistle on everyone. And along with them being on the inside, smart and sensitive kids, but this externality, it destroys the internality. It doesn't allow the internality to really come out and determine some form. And this was pretty conspicuous for many years. And it seems to me that lately, okay, we also shifted from that form to a form of high-tech, and we're developing. Even though the attitude of don't touch me, leave me alone, and so on, this remains. And only lately I see that still this subtlety, which is very typical of the Israeli people, is coming out once again. And the younger generation, they're no longer waving their indifference and that I don't care about anything. Maybe there are a few such in the center of Tel Aviv, but really, it's already, we're moving on to the next phase. And this happening for many reasons, but all in all, the world that's changing, and we're changing along with it, and therefore I have great hope for today's Tzabo, that he is ready to undergo inner change, that you can approach him, sit him with everyone together in a circle, and talk to him about connection, about the need for a connection, about the need of building a new country, a new people. And he won't tell you, nah, what do you want? Leave me alone. I don't care. No. We've passed that, not completely yet, but we've passed this phase of this kind of response, both internally and also externally. We are nonetheless undergoing a true search for internal and external authenticity. And is it possible or not to do something? So times are changing, people are changing, and especially the people of Israel are changing. And this is something that I identify, especially on those that, you know, once they were like these heroes and it was customary to be this way, and we still have something like that to this day. But today they're even ashamed of presenting themselves this way. There's a kind of a tendency towards finding something new, for there to be something that's more based not on this childish kind of pride, but something more solid, established. Our reshimot, meaning our spiritual gene, where once in the past Abraham, he connected us together, is awakening and demanding realization. Looking at the changes we've experienced lately, the image of the Tzabal, the native Israeli, he was working the land, he devoted himself to the country. Today, this terminology, it is irrelevant. Irrelevant because today, plowing the land are foreign workers and a few machines. The entire agriculture is made in greenhouses. You don't have to work in order to make some clothing or food. It all exists abundantly. Thank God we are number one in the world in high tech. Exactly. Today, you don't plow the land. Today, you dream about making a good exit at the age of 30 and to be set till the end of generations. This is the new Israeli dream. Why not? I'm not saying why not. I'm not looking at it critically. I'm not judgmental about it. That's how we all are. But today, my sacrifice for the sake of the country, society, these are values that maybe on the Memorial Day someone speaks about them, but in his day-to-day life, not at all. It's irrelevant. Now, I'm not saying that this is how everyone is. There are the few that really live the ideal. No, the materialistic ideal is new. It changes all the time, but inside it grows the internal ideal. What is the future Israeli hero? Can you depict him? We're lost here. There was the image of the Tzaba that probably had to be built in order for this country to be created. Okay, we have a country. Now this image has dissipated. Sometimes when I sit on a holiday with the previous generation, the generation of my father that are around the age of 70, they sit together, sit together. It was like it was when the State of Israel was built. And the kibbutz and all that, this was their experience. Today, my kids don't have this kind of an experience. What or who is the future Israeli? Okay, the Tzabal, he finished his role. What now? They'll sit in a circle in the granary. In the granary, where I grew up, the granary had became some high-tech park. Then they had yield. They brought them to the granary. They had a barn fire. Today, what? They'll sit on the grass, in the backyard, in homes, in parks. People will want connection. So there'll be connection through the net. But people will want connection. They'll feel that through the connection, they are getting the vital force, the spirit of life, a feeling that it's fulfilling them. It's not the jokes that we hear on the Independence Day, on TV or wherever. People want spirit, enlivenment. This is what they're looking for. The truth is that the whole world's looking for that. And with lack of spirit, you see what's going on. Drugs, depression, outbursts, terrorism. It's all a result of discontent, lack of inner fulfillment. Today's generation are already taking off themselves this shell, this armor that you can't touch them, that they don't care about anything. They are searching for fulfillment. And we identify it whenever we go out to the people of Israel. And I hope that on this upcoming Independence Day, which we're celebrating soon, we will also discover this kind of attitude wherever we meet the people. Who is the future Israeli hero? Can you depict his image? This is a person who understands that through his connection with others, he achieves the greatest prosperity, perfection. More than getting a pension at the age of 30 and turning the whole world on my little finger, and being famous and well-known and successful, but to achieve connection and through the connection to succeed in everything. That's what he cares for in life. He's asking me who's the future hero. Yes, he will feel that this is the most important thing in life because through the point of connection, he achieves everything. Health and money and success and love and family. And he has no worries, as if the whole world is his. He lives in heaven, really. This is how he'll feel if he will achieve connection with others. There's a special force created here as a result, as a symbiosis of these two forces of the plus and minus, our ego and the positive force that comes from the connection, where the positive force coming from the connection, it balances the negative force of our nature, and then we live in good tranquility. We can do anything. It's like connecting plus and minus, these two forces, onto an engine, to human society, or to the people of Israel, or even to a small group, and then this engine starts working nicely. And you can get anything out of there. So this new Israeli go-getter in this new society that you're describing, the new successful Israeli, he's not a farmer, he's not an engineer, he's not an accountant, he doesn't work in high-tech, he's someone who knows how to connect, he's an expert in connection, that's being successful? Yes, first and foremost. And through the connection, he both achieves high-tech and being an engineer and an accountant and anything and everything through the connection, and then he builds a new society, a new industry, a new world. But you're saying that he's not focused on the final materialistic goal of money, high-tech, or some prestige. No, it's byproduct of the connection, because his fulfillment, satisfaction, inner satisfaction comes from the connection itself. I want to ask, in the past, the image of the tzaba, the native Israeli, he was a very social person. He used to sit around the barn fire. He was all the time in an environment, in a society. There was a feeling that society gives him strength. Look, coming from Europe to this hot Israel, start paving roads, doing things. My grandmother and also my grandfather, they were a part of this whole building. It's irrational, but still, there was happiness, joy, because they're a part of a society. Then came Americanization that took over everything we have here, and today we're all separated. We no longer have the feeling of the together. Are we going to return to the same? No. Back then, we did it out of our ego, out of our one negative force, our ego, in order to build and be built. How did a negative force make something so good? We wanted to do something good for ourselves, and we knew that we can't do it without each other, and we're happy that we have the shoulder of the friend, because by that I can protect myself. We're protected if we connect, if we unite. Meaning, our connection came out of necessity, out of materialistic necessity, because we needed to survive, of course. And today, no longer. We don't have to survive. We don't need anything. We're coming to that out of our inner emptiness, where after all the materialistic success and everything, I'm a lawyer, I work in high-tech, I'm an accountant, I'm a bank manager, I'm everything. I can sit at home and start a war. I can sit at home and fire missiles. Such a small country, capable of anything. But... I have no inner fulfillment. I don't feel that I'm realizing myself. So much that today you can give people a good, nice income and more. And he'll still feel himself, nonetheless, discontent, unsatisfied. He's not acting out of the need to survive like back then, but he becomes more sensitive towards connection because of the inner emptiness. And this inner emptiness, he no longer wants to conceal it with pride, and I don't care about anything, and I have everything, and I blow the whistle on you, and I'm better than everyone. Like, we see that the entire nation is separated. But he really has a serious attitude towards his situation, because all in all, we're talking about a person who sees that life is reaching an empty place, empty and fruitless place. But that's egoistic too. Right? Okay. But he sees that there is no other way. If in the past it was so that a person thought that by building and being built and learning and acquiring, today no more. sitting alone in your apartment with a computer and a mobile and maybe television and with a microwave and a fridge, I don't eat anything. What am I going to do? So the difference is that our will to receive has developed and is demanding a more inner fulfillment. And that fulfillment is social. That is, it's going to be between us. Yes, you see that today everyone's talking about the social problem. Even the prime minister. That, by the way, never talked about it. Today, he's starting to talk about it. And society understands that the problem of the nation of Israel is a social problem. We have everything. We can exist, prosper, achieve great achievements if we solve that problem, and vice versa. If we leave it without taking care of it, we'll deteriorate to a point where no success in no field will help us. I want to ask about the connection to the land of Israel. We're here, the second, third generations that are living in Israel now, and our connection to Israel, our attraction towards Israel could have been greater. We're no longer that exilic person that came to Israel. We were born here, this is our country, and we see that the exact opposite process is taking place. If the person that came from exile felt responsible for this land, that it's something special, we that live here today for the second and third generation, we disregard it all. There is no appeal. We have nothing to regret. What happened, happened. The time has changed. We're different, and we can't demand of our children to be like us. And that new Israeli. I was denied immigrating to Israel for 4 years. I did all that I could in order to get out of the former USSR. It was also a very dangerous situation. Many people back then, they were sent to prison. I somehow succeeded in going between the drops. And why tell my children that they have to do the same? So that new Israeli, what will his attitude be towards the land of Israel? A new attitude, new. Not like mine. He doesn't have to kiss the country, to kiss the land, the soil, and sing in the orchards, and sit on the Kinneret beach, and sing, "Oh dear Kinneret." He has a different approach, different recognition, a different feeling in the air, in the land. He feels it, perceives it differently. It's a different generation. You can't touch them with these things. They can't listen to these songs. Where are the new songs that talk about the connection to the country? I don't really hear them, which are really songs that touch the heart of today's Tzabao. They're writing songs about immigrating to Berlin. So you see, the situation that it's miserable today, no doubt. But what's the next thing? The future Israeli. What is his connection to the land of Israel? Also, not the future Israeli, but today's Israeli. I'm sure that he has this point. We only have to know how to evoke it. And therefore, before I go to blame him for something, I'm not blaming anyone for anything. No, I do blame. What? The parents. For what? For not giving a person the right support, the right direction. And also, you can't blame them because look how they grew up. But we have to understand that what we have today, and of course, a person, he is corrupted. The youngsters, they're corrupted. But inside, he has a very high emotional potential, and we can turn to him, and he'll respond correctly, and we'll be able to do it. It's all up to us. It all depends on the education. The successful Israeli you talked about previously, that he understands that despite having everything materialistically, he has an inner emptiness that we can fulfill only through the connection with others. What is his attitude towards this country? Give him here and now connection. This is something that he won't get in any other place in the world, not in Germany and not in the U.S., even though that there you have more Jews than here. He won't get it. I know it, you know. It's well known how people live there. If here is a special place where Jews can unite, connect. This is their destiny. This is how we were created as a people. If you give them this feeling, you revive a person's internality, which is there, it's present. That's the Jewish soul that yearns for connection, what we call in the wisdom of Kabbalah, reshimo. If you give it to him, he won't be able to immigrate to any other place because he won't get it in any other place. What will hold him here? The point of connection, the feeling that he's getting from the connection. It's that good? Ooh, it fills the entire internality of a person, of course. What will he feel? I don't understand. He will feel that he has an inner fulfillment, where with this fulfillment, he comes out of the shell of his body. He is as if floating. He is as if spread in everyone. Everyone are brothers, and he's with them, and they're with him as one body, as one heart, as one feeling. A person gets rid of all of the limitations of this world. He starts feeling himself as if he is already beyond matter. Everything through the point of connection. Let's conclude our talk. We have half a minute left. For thousands of years, we had the exilic Jew. We came to Israel, we got the new image of the native Tzabar Israeli who built this country, that's gone. What is the future image of the Israeli hero? The future image of the Israeli hero is to be sensitive towards connection with others, and inside the connection he will immediately see how this thing gives him a new level of life, a new level of freedom, independence, warmth, security, such that he will not be able to acquire or find in any other place. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best. Thank you very much.